Today's book has some advice on how to become unoffendable. After applying this book, even the worst, most offensive insults will bounce off of you like rain, leaving you completely dry and strangely unaffected. Whether it's your boss who stole your idea or that classmate who's always taking shots, we'll introduce you to a book that will teach you how to take every slight and bury it with ninja precision. Let's go. Welcome to the Readout Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Welchins, and for the past 10 years, I've been helping young leaders reach their potential. At Readout, our belief is that to lead out, you have to read out, and to read out means to read well and to read broadly. Almost every great leader in history has been a reader, and we wholeheartedly agree with Margaret Fuller when she said, "Today a reader, tomorrow a leader." Reading is not optional to leadership. It's not the side dish, it's the main course. And in order to become a great leader, you have to dig in. But here's the problem. We here at Readout note that in this day and age, time and energy is hard to come by. My hope is to save you that time and energy and bring you the best books that can have impact in your life right now. Then I want to teach you to get the most out of these books so that you can become the leader you've always dreamed of being faster than you ever imagined. Our dream is to create a movement of young adults passionate about reading and dangerously effective at leading. Guys, thank you to everyone sharing and reviewing us, whether that's on social media, Apple Podcasts, whatever you're doing. I truly appreciate that you take the time to do that. It means a ton to me, and we honestly need your help building this movement. It's really important, and we're so grateful that you would take the time to help us in that way. It's finally spring. And spring of 2021. It feels like we're turning a corner away from the dark days of 2020. And to celebrate this, we're starting a brand new series called Lighten Up, where we're going to explore some new books that give you the power to lift the weights in your life. For you, it may be social stress weighing you down, or literal emotional baggage, or something taking a physical toll. Whatever it is, let's lighten up together and take a closer look at these amazing titles. Each week, we're going to hit up one of these awesome books, and we'll follow up that week with a chapter from the book we just talked about. That way you can apply it, that way you can dive deep, and that way you can get as much leadership goodness out of it as you possibly can in as short amount of time as possible. I cannot wait for these books, and I'm excited that you're here with me today. Anger runs in the blood of my family. My grandfather on my mother's side was a first-generation Italian-American. His parents named him Edward to throw off the Italian scent in the new country, but they gave him insurance when they made his middle name Benedict to tie him back to his grounded Vatican roots. Edward Benedict Guadagni, Eddie B for short, was not a large man. His trademark move, which this is incredible, was to sit at the head of the dinner table every night, gold chain on, shirt off, eating his dinner in full command of the family. He was a joyful, awesome man. But you did not cross Eddie B. To this day, he's a legend to me. I remember vividly a time when I was stuck in traffic in his white van in the back seat as a kid. It was a hot Texas day, and we were stuck in that awful Texas traffic. The AC in the car was below par, so we were sweating, as you always do in Texas in the summer. But everything was fine. We were making it. But then someone committed the deadly sin. They cut off Eddie B in traffic. My brother and I saw this, and we looked at each other in fear. And after some fine-tuned Italian words were released from his mouth, he decided he needed to take things into his own hands. He put the car in park, which we were basically in anyways, and he calmly got out of the car. Out of the back of the car, he grabbed a 2x4, then walked to the front of the car, where the car that had just cut us off was right in front of us as the owner sat in his car yelling at my grandpa. Calmly, Eddie B. took the 2x4. And smashed the car in front of ours taillights with the 2x4, then calmly went back to the back of the seat or the back of the car and re-entered the car. And my brother and I, we sat there in silence. It was both reverence and fear of the man, the myth, the legend, Eddie B. Now, here's the question I've been reeling with over the last couple years thinking about this story. Did that story actually happen? I'm not really sure. In fact, I asked my brother the other day if he remembered that story, and the details were hazy at best. But here's what I do know. I would be 0% surprised if that was a reality, because anger was a common thing for Eddie B. As much as I'd like to say that anger has no hold on me, I'm a descendant of Eddie B, and I've fought the good fight of controlling my anger my whole life. It used to control me. In fact, before I left for college, I remember vividly my parents sitting me down with fear in their eyes as they told me they were afraid that I would snap on someone. I couldn't blame them. They had no reason to believe that I could control my anger. Up to that point in my life, I hadn't shown them that I could. I had a huge temper problem. I had a short fuse, and it was expected that they would think that of me. By God's grace, in a series of events I'll have to run through in another podcast, I'm no longer that same angry guy. I'm so thankful for it. In some ways, I can't believe it, but I often think back to those times where anger killed my relationships, my aspirations, my success, and most importantly, my leadership. It took a huge toll, and my guess would be that it's taken a toll in your life as well. Here's the crazy thing about anger. It manifests differently for each individual. You may be thinking to yourself, I'm not really an angry person. I'm pretty chill. No one would describe me as angry. But here's what I've come to realize. Everyone experiences anger. They just experience it in different ways. As leaders, we have to rise to the challenge and put anger in its proper place. Before we dive into the book that can help us do this, we must first identify how we're experiencing anger. I wanted to put together a quick thing. So here's three signs you may have an anger problem you never knew about. Here's the sign number one. Number one, you're tired. We use anger in many ways. One surefire way to know that you have an anger problem is that you're constantly feeling exhausted. Now, this is certainly not the only reason for exhaustion. There's medical problems, all those different things, of course. But some people use anger to produce adrenaline for energy. I don't know if you knew that or not. They don't even realize that they're doing this to get through the day. The problem is that adrenaline is a finite resource in your body, and your body can deplete it fairly quickly. Once your anger has burned up your adrenaline, you're left with exhaustion. And exhaustion can be a sign that you're angry and maybe even didn't know it. Sign number two that you may have an anger problem that you never knew about. You're having trouble sleeping. Do you ever find yourself up late at night running through scenarios with people? It can feel like you keep replaying the scene over and over and over again. Maybe you're replaying that conversation where you wish you would have responded differently, or maybe you're mad that someone took something from you and you keep replaying it, ruminating on that thought constantly. Whatever it is for you, late nights and difficulty sleeping can be a telltale sign of unresolved anger. Sign number three that you may have an anger problem that you never knew about. You have a hard time keeping long-term relationships. Do you have a hard time maintaining a close relationship with someone? There are so many factors to why this may be, but one major one may be that you have an anger issue. Anger is a repellent to close relationships. It's a surefire way to make sure people are not vulnerable with you because they don't know how you will respond. And so people naturally protect. Have a hunch that this may be your problem? Do what any great leader would do. Ask some people close to you in your life if you're angry. And then here's the kicker. Do not respond angrily to them when they tell you yes. Be ready for that, right? We need to know if we have anger issues so we can build deeper relationships. Here's the deal. We all suffer from anger, but I have a book for you today that's going to help you lift that burden and expand your leadership capacity. And we'll get to it in 1 second. All right, we're back. And this is a fun one. I was reading in bed one night when my wife told me she was reading a new book and that it was super interesting. I quickly turned back to my book, didn't give it a second thought, but later that week we were having conflict like any couple. But here's the deal. She started acting strangely in this conflict. She wasn't responding to my anger with anger anymore. She was responding to it with humility and grace. I was stunned. And at first I thought she was messing with me, but the pattern continued. I would enter conflict ready to duke it out, and she had the calm sensei presence of a Buddhist monk. What was her secret? It was the book that she was reading. And she handed it to me, and I'm so glad she did. It's called Unoffendable by Brant Hansen. Now, there are so many different approaches and philosophies on anger and its usefulness in our lives. I've tried many different approaches. I've read many different books on the subject. Some are helpful, and honestly, some hurt. So you have to be really careful out there. But none have borne more leadership fruit in my life than what I learned from Brant on how to become undefendable, or someone who refuses to buy into anger and be offended by the situations in their life. It's so good. In fact, here's some leadership gold from Unoffendable, just to give you a taste before we dive in more next week. From his chapter, Artists See Things, Brandt details a truth we all need to hear. Here it is. Offense obscures our vision. Removing offense enables us to see people in wonderful new ways. I once worked part-time as a baseball announcer for minor league teams and occasionally during March for major league spring training games. I was the guy they'd call to fill in for a friend of mine named John, who was an absolutely brilliant announcer and a very well-known radio pro too. John is a class act. He arrives at each game impeccably dressed, highly organized, and briefcase in hand. That's how he rolls. He's polished. He's polite. He's clean. He's smooth. He's successful. He's also a professing Christian. Seated next to John at each game is his polar opposite in the behavior department. Bill, I changed the name here, is a grizzled former player whose life has taken some twists and turns for the worse. He's boisterous and foul. His language is remarkably crude, pornographic even. He's very tough to take. As I worked with Bill, filling in for John, I wondered, wow, how does John, who's even more take charge, blunt, and straight-laced than I am, deal with this guy? And it's night in and night out. I can't imagine how he handles this. When profane Bill found out I was friends with button-down John, he gave me my answer. I braced myself. I'll leave the profanity out, but it went something like this. You're friends with John? Really? Oh, yeah. You know what? I got something to say about that guy. That guy John is... He paused. Then momentarily he continued. A couple of weeks ago, you know what he did? He brought in a plaque he had made for me. It was the magazine cover from back in the day, me and my teammates. He had an original cover put in the plaque and he gave it to honor me. John simply refused to be offended. He was free to love Bill just the way he was. Isn't that incredible stuff? I want to be unoffendable like Brandt, and next week we'll take a deeper dive as we look into one of his chapters to do just that. If this book sounds like something that you need, please go to our show notes. Click the link in there to get the book. You'll get a great book at no extra cost to you. We'll get a portion of the proceeds to keep bringing you the best books and content possible week in and week out. That's our first book for our new series, Lighten Up, where we teach you to lift the burdens in your life and expand your leadership capacity. We'll be bringing you more great books and chapters to do just that in the coming weeks. This is your host, Jake Welchins. And remember, life's too short for bad books. If you know someone out there who would benefit from today's episode, please share it. Let's build this thing together. I absolutely need your help. To connect or see what I'm reading right now, follow me on my Instagram at Jake Welchins or my Goodreads profile at www.goodreads.com/Jake Welchins. This podcast is brought to you by the Launchpad Podcast Collection and performed and written by myself, Jake Welchins. Podcast production by the one and only Logan Bongean. See you next time on Read Out.